Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
How did you get revenge on your annoying neighbor? We're asking because of this intense fence fight happening in Newton County right now. Have you guys seen this story? It's been everywhere lately. There is a woman in the neighborhood who hasn't been getting along with her neighbors too well. And she decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put up a fence. So she says she asked the county, put up a fence that was 6 feet tall, okay, all the way in between their front yards and their side yard all the way down. Well, the neighbors complained and said, you can't have a 6 foot tall fence. It has to be 4 feet in the front yard, which she didn't realize. And they had this dispute. She had to cut it down. Okay. So she cuts it down. And then in investigating all of these rules and things, because it cost her a lot of money to take down the 6 foot to the 4 foot fence, she realized there is no ordinance on color. So on her side of the fence that she sees, it is a lovely gray that matches the trim of her home. It's a beautiful fence. On the side facing the neighbors that she doesn't like, it's neon yellow, neon purple, neon pink, and neon green.
Good for her.
All the way down the side to get revenge at these neighbors for complaining about her to the county. Now, I don't know the latest on this, if they are going to blows, but I know that the news stations have been interviewing the neighbors, and they're furious because they've got to look at this bright neon fence. So we want to know for you, for group therapy this morning, from you, what are your stories of how you got revenge on your annoying neighbors? You can call us 404-263-0941 or lean on the text line 51539.
So when we were living in an apartment complex, a little townhouse, our neighbor, her boyfriend would come over all the time and do the park where he's hanging over our side. And we had assigned parking spaces. And he was there all the time. So politely, the first couple times, hey, man, do you mind? You just scoot, you know, 8 inches, a foot, maybe just give us a little more room. Because we couldn't park there because the person on the other side, they took up the right amount of space. So he never listened. He'd just come pulling in with a big old redneck truck. And he'd come pulling in and take up our spot too. So what we would do is every time since they weren't listening to us, we'd go out there in the night when he would spend the night, and we'd deflate his tires, all of them. Now, we wouldn't slash them. You would just deflate them enough to where the light would go on, so you'd have to stop and fill them up. Every single time he parked in our spot, just enough to where you get on the car and the light comes on. Dang it, got to stop by QT and put some more air in the tires. Every single time.
You are fierce. I'm kind of impressed and scared of you. All right, 404-263-0941 if you ever got revenge on a neighbor. Producer Janine, you've got one of these stories.
Yeah, I got a little aggressive. I live in an apartment complex also, and someone somewhere smokes cigarettes on their balcony.
Oof.
And I only know this because they throw their cigarette butts out onto the floor below, and I walk my dog. And, you know, my dog wants to eat stuff, and I hate seeing these, but I don't know who's doing it because there's, like, four floors of balconies, so I can't go and yell at this person individually, but it just drives me insane. So I got some gloves because I didn't want to touch them with my own hands, and I spelled out, throw this S word out in cigarette butts just where they were lying because there were so many of them that I could actually spell that out.
I
and
love
hopefully
it.
I haven't seen as many, so hopefully they looked down and saw that, and or maybe it was just the complex. I don't know, but it worked, you know?
They got the message.
It worked. They got the message.
But the problem is her dog still smokes 2 packs a day now.
Right. Yeah, no, we're trying to cut her down.
Poor Millie. She's got to quit the habit. All right, 404-263-0941. This is how group therapy works. Your story to help other people, so share yours. Now we're going to hear those coming up after Marshmallow and Kane Brown on Star 94.1. This is Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
How'd you get revenge on that annoying neighbor? We're asking because there's a fence fight raging in Newton County. Some neighbors down there so upset with each other. One woman put up a fence and then painted it neon colors to face her neighbor's house because there is no ordinance on the color of the fence. And this is just an obnoxious way to get back at her neighbors. And she said she's not changing it. So how did you get revenge on your neighbors? Producer Janine is spelling out nasty words in cigarette butts.
You can't just put cigarette butts on the floor and not clean them up. So if there's enough for me to spell out, throw this S word out. I'm gonna do it.
You almost seem like embarrassed about the revenge you got, but I'm proud of
you. I'm embarrassed, but after it happened, I was proud. Yeah. You know, you just stand there and you're like, you know, I know there's no cameras around, and I'm proud of this.
But this is my work.
Yeah, this is my work.
404-263-0941, or you can lean on the text line 51539. Don in Lilburn is joining Group Therapy. Hey, Don. Hey, Don, are you there?
Hey.
Hey,
Brian.
Okay, so, hey, friends. I started to give my neighbor's dog a mild tranquilizer every day because they refused to take the dog inside. Like, I work from home, and their backyard is right next to my office window, and they wouldn't do anything about it. So I went and got a very mild dog tranquilizer, and I started to put it in a hot dog and throw it over the fence every day.
Don, that's insane. Does it work?
Yeah, it works, and it's totally safe. It's just like I get so much more done now. And they weren't going to do anything about it. They were just mean about it, so whatever.
And Don, I'm picturing Something About Mary, where you're putting the pill inside of the little treat and just throwing it over the fence again and again until the dog catches one. Like, how would it would knock the dog out for how long?
Enough time for me to get about 5 or 6 hours of work done.
Wow. I'm not sure if it's genius or kind of cruel.
No, I think it's genius.
I guess you would. You're doing it.
So you went over and talked to them about their dogs barking?
I did, several times. And I offered. I said, look, you know, can I help you to, like, send it to a trainer or, you know, like, whatever, you know, get a dog sitter, someone to come and walk it. And no, they would not have it.
I will say that is so annoying. We have one dog in the neighborhood that I don't know if it's outside all day or, like, what the deal is, but it does bark nonstop.
And if it's underneath your window and you're trying to get in the yellow yappy dogs, the yappy, yup.
The one in our neighborhood is like, it sounds like a wolf dog. Like, it's a big dog, but it's outside all day long and just won't stop barking.
How much are you spending on these tranquilizer pills?
They're really cheap. They're like $10 for maybe a month's supply. They're over the counter. You can get them at, you
she's
know,
either,
like Walmart.
She's either going to buy the dog tranquilizers or she's going to have to buy headache medicine for herself.
It's like doggy melatonin.
That's really taking
exactly.
it in your own hands, Don.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay.
Good on you.
Thank you so much for the call. Is it, though? Can you agree or disagree with Don on doing that?
If you got to get work done, if you've already gone to the neighbors and said, look, I work from home, your dog won't shut up, help me out. What can I do here to help you? What can you do so I can get work done? And they refuse to listen or refuse to ignore you or do anything about it. Good. She's not killing the dog. She's just helping him get some naps.
All right. 404-263-0941. Do you agree with Mark? Good on her? Or do you say, no way, that would not be okay in my world? We want to definitely hear from you here for group therapy. I think Jason in McDonough is on the phone. Let me see if I can pick him up here. Janine, put him on hold.
While Janine's putting him on hold, we do have a text that came in real quick. Lady said, apparently when you use a rainbow vacuum, you have the water sludge from the filter at the bottom. She would go in late at night with her neighbors that she was having a dispute with and pour it into their fountain in their backyard.
Oh, dang.
Oh, gosh.
All right, neighbor revenge is next as we continue group therapy here on Star 94.1 with Jen and Friends, 404-263-0941.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
How'd you get revenge on your annoying neighbor? Diana in Lawrenceville is joining group therapy. Hey, Diana.
Hello.
How'd you get revenge on that annoying neighbor?
Oh, well, she was actually part of the association, so she loved to impose rules on everybody else.
Okay.
And she was literally our next-door neighbor. And she would walk her dog and purposely have the dog poop in our backyard and never pick it up.
Uh-uh.
So every time we went out there, our shoes were covered with poop. So, and this is when I was a lot younger with my mom, and I was so upset, and we talked to her several times, and she would do it, and if she would see us looking at her, she would just run. So I decided to grab a bag and fill it up with all the poop that I could find in our backyard, and I stuck it in her front door with a note. And I just told her, if you're going to be part of the association, be part of the example. Don't ever have your dog poop in our backyard.
Wow.
And that stopped it.
Did you tie a bow on that bag of poop? That would have been really cute. You know, a little Christmas
bow.
No,
I just left it a little open so she can smell it and see what it was.
The note should have said.
That is great, Diana.
Hope you have a crappy day. Love your neighbor. Come on now.
Yes.
I love it that you did that. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Diana. And Lori in Carrollton is here. Hey, Lori.
Hi.
How'd you get revenge on your annoying neighbor?
Well, I live in a duplex, and the person that lives right beside me, he was a younger kid, and he had, like, really loud exhaust and really loud music, and it would wake my two-year-old up when he came home in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. and I tried to tell him, like, you're waking my child up. And he wouldn't do anything about it, so I put a marble in his gas tank.
What does that do?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that does.
It doesn't mess up the car. It's just this rattling mm-hmm. sound, and they don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently he sold that car and now drives a very quiet Nissan Altima.
Or it's like, don't you mess with me. I'm a mama bear. You're making it my kid, you're going to get it. Thank you so much for the call, Lori.
Coming up in minutes.
Oh, that is great. That is, I didn't know what
love
that would do.
Yeah, it rattles.
And especially if you're low on gas, too. You can just hear it is rolling around in there.
Yep.
And by the way, text line, a lot of people saying, do you do you to the neighbor throwing the tranquilizer at the dog?
Really?
Do it. Yes. If the neighbors won't do anything, they're being a bad dog owner, too. So you do you. Good on you.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.